each other single persons. Is it a heat? We live without any strong obligations, reduces on our own. The competition fights, everyone against everyone. Have conquered every niche of our valuable lives. Even in romances we are in perverted confrontation, and are afraid to tie us to another person devotedly. The market economy has isolated us, destroyed interhumanity. We alone have the responsibility for our life. Although we haven't the power and qualification to design our life conditions as single persons, so we fail miserably and I are divided into two persons. In our plight we started several substitute relationships and escaped this pressure in a magical virtual world. Body disintegrate, we lose our unit. Emotions and urges are the modern wartime melee. We fight against the horror by looking horror films. We exorcise the evil by mimetic actions. An aesthetic relationship to our own life isn't perceptible. We are falling in psychological and physical illness. Causes inhuman hollow is deadly friend. We forget all this by entering the virtual world. The world of the computers suggests its pseudo power. You press the button and all are disappearing. You press a button and the world appears. The tsunami of information runs over me, and we forgot how to handle communication. We're the winners, heroes and wimps of a fictitious world. For qualification, we've mutilated our emotions and good reasons. We can't different between inner and outer world. We are only able to be in relationship with our PC. PlayStations and joysticks are our genitals in the virtual world. We feel very potent but we don't recognize and handle the real world. We also don't recognize the suppression and dependence on the technology industries, media groups and marketing, which played their profitable games with our feelings. They present offers which we can't use yet and ever, but we're proud and pleased to possess unusual potentials. We're a totally manipulated and confused generation, and with it we lost every ethical standard. The challenges of our era, and so are the generation of the National Socialist era. Our concretized minds can't perceive the truth. We follow every con man and fairground barker who suggested to relieve us of our desolated emotions. We produce terror, crime, destructivity and violence, and imagine we're able to save our planet. That's a joke. We've to save ourselves because we stand at the abyss. We exchange wonder world with reality. God forgive us, cause we don't know what we do. We are unfortunately only able to offer confessions. Our identity travels through the World Wide Web, and we idolize every dummy, idol and substitute we meet. We become zombies who are only able to press the buttons.
Thank you.